This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The budget cuts at Western Illinois University led Timothy Collins to retire from the school. He's used his extra free time to write a collection of Christmas stories. The book is called Memories of Santa Claus, Lewis Finnegan. Collins' previous writing dealt with research, outreach, and sustainability, projects he worked on as assistant director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at WIU. So how did he transition from that to writing a Christmas book?
Well, I actually wrote this book on the side while I was working at the Institute, evenings and such like that. It goes back probably almost 15 years, I suppose, to when my son was a child. He's in college now. And I started to tell these Christmas stories, and I liked them so much I started to write them down. And at some point along the way, he wasn't interested in them anymore. So I continued to write them. And I just kept writing and writing and writing until I had about 13 stories in a book.
So this is a collection of short stories.
Yeah, they are connected because they're all about the same little boy, Lewis Finnegan, who grows up in the 1920s in a small town in northeastern Ohio. And they continue with him into adulthood through the Depression and World War II and even briefly into the 1950s.
Do these stories draw at all on your recollections of Christmas time when you were a child and then you set these stories in an earlier time?
Some of them do. There's a story about Christmas tree forts. We'd go around the neighborhood and collect Christmas trees and put them in this vacant wooded area, and we'd build these forts. So there's a chapter like that. There's a chapter that draws from my family's history about the Christmas tree catching fire, which happened when my father was a boy, and I actually have a copy of the newspaper clipping of that. So they're an amalgamation of things that I created and made up and remembered.
Is there a passage you would like to share with us?
Sure. Let's set up the story in going into this. Lewis Finnegan is 7 years old when he first meets Santa Claus. And what seven-year-old doesn't want to do this? Decides to stay up all night and see Santa Claus, right? So he does. And he hears Santa clunk on the roof of his house. And so he slips downstairs and he hides behind a chair. And he's watching as Santa puts the presents out and things like that. And then Santa grabs the eggnog and a chocolate cookie. Santa sat down. He rocked slowly. Pretty soon, Lewis heard soft breathing and then a snort. The rocking chair stopped moving, and Santa began to snore. He was asleep. Lewis wasn't sure what to do. He watched the red suit and white fur moving slowly up and down as Santa breathed. So he's kind of caught in a predicament. What's he going to do? He knows his father gets quite grumpy when he wakes his father up from a nap. So what's he going to do? Well, he decides to wake up Santa Claus. And they meet and they become lifelong friends. And it changes everybody's lives. Lewis, his sister, his brother, his family, and all of his friends.
At the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned you started telling these stories to your son, Daniel, when he was a child.
Right.
He's now college age. What does he think of these stories now?
He proofread the book for me, and I think there's some affection for them, but the comments of the proofreader, and I have saved the proofreading comments for him for someday in the future. Sometimes they get a little sarcastic, like, they should have known that was going to happen. Well, you know, that's what authors do. They create stuff and surprise their characters sometimes. But I think he has a good feeling for the book because when we talk back and forth, he's in England right now. When we talk back and forth, he asks how the book is doing and whether people are interested in it.
The book Memories of Santa Claus, Lewis Finnegan, are these stories all centered around Christmas? Or does he interact with Santa Claus at all during other times of the year?
He does interact with Santa Claus at other times during the year. Mostly the stories are set at Christmas time, but some of them are set other times during the year. In particular, Lewis Lewis's passion as a child was to be a pilot. So ultimately what he ends up doing in World War II is flying for the Air Transport Command on those vicious North American, North Atlantic to England routes where the weather is so bad. So one of the chapters involves a flight across the Atlantic Ocean where things don't go as well as one would have liked them to.
Is he flying a plane or a sleigh pulled by reindeer?
Great question. He is flying in an airplane. In this case, it would have been a C-54, which was also called a DC-4 in civilian life.
Timothy Collins is author of Memories of Santa Claus, Lewis Finnegan. He calls it a book for children of all ages. Collins will hold a couple book signings this weekend. The first will be Saturday from 1 to 2 at Nostalgia in downtown Macomb. The second is Sunday from noon to 4 at the Bushnell VFW Craft Show. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.